turning now to news from Africa. Uganda's notorious anti-homosexuality bill, also called the Hang the Gays Bill, is reported to be under consideration again in the country's parliament. But many Ugandan political activists say the measure has been only a political ploy by President Yoweri Museveni to distract Western observers from the Museveni government's more extensive human rights abuses. KPFA's Anne Garrison has more.
Human Rights Watch documented the crimes of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni's regime inside Uganda in its 2009 report titled Illegal Detention and Torture by Uganda's Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force, and in many subsequent reports, as has Amnesty International. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has published multiple reports documenting the Museveni regime's war crimes, atrocities, and plunder in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This year, at least 9 Ugandans have been shot dead by Ugandan military police while protesting soaring food and fuel prices. Many more have been imprisoned, but Western officials and heads of state haven't objected. However, President Barack Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, California Senator Barbara Boxer, and the U.S. Senate and House have all spoken out against the anti-homosexuality bill. KPFA asked Anne Mugisha, a leader of Uganda's nonpartisan protests against food and fuel prices, corruption, and political repression, to describe Ugandans' frustration.
What's frustrating for us is that when we have people killed on the streets during the demonstration on the cost of living, we do not hear a bleep from the United States or from any of the Western countries. But the moment they bring up the Hang the Gays bill, as it's known in the United States, then suddenly we have all this activity with activists interested in human rights in Uganda.
That was Anne Mugisha of Uganda's Activists for Change. For Pacifica, KPFA, and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Anne Garrison.